Pierce O'Callaghan and Savannah, I am so grateful for the two of you joining me today because it's been a rather hectic couple of weeks. We've had amazing success from Galway athletes right across the board. Killian Green, obviously, that amazing qualification for the Irish 4x4 mixed relay team in the Bahamas, the 4x400 women. We must not forget them either. And like the Charlene Mosley and Radhisha Adeleke having to run four times or five times over a weekend, but still the qualification is in place. But from a Galway perspective, Pierce, and I'm not asking you to wear your World Athletics hat here, but more your Galway PRO one. If we look back over the past fortnight, we'll say 3 weeks, because I want to tie in Savannah's achievements as well in the pin relays, that, you know, Galway Athletics is in an absolute, to use an Australian term, dream time at the minute.
Yeah, John, first of all, thanks for having us on. And you're absolutely right. We are living in very, very special times in Galway Athletics. And you mentioned Savannah O'Callaghan from Tuam winning the pin relays. I actually flew from the pin relays into the Bahamas as part of the day job. So I saw the two Irish teams not only qualifying, but winning their heats, beating the powerhouse of sprints. I mean, the mixed 4x4 and then the women's 4x4 team as well. So that was two teams to go to the Olympics. Just to give the listeners an idea of what that was about, it was effectively the World Relay Championships, but it was an Olympic trial. So there's only 16 teams in the Olympic Games. There's 214 countries in the world. So to get two teams qualified in sprint relays and obviously to win their heats as well on day one was a huge thrill. And then locally, obviously, Killian Green, who ran the final in Tokyo, a young lad from Clare Galway, doing very well in his career, runs with Galway City Harriers. And then bring it on, and very happy to talk about the last number of weeks, because there was a major breakthrough by young Sean Doggett from Athenry 2 weeks ago. And to put it into context, Sean has never won a cap for Ireland, and he's a 17-year-old young lad. He's 18, he's probably fifth-year student in Cláiste Áitiúil in Athenry. He improved his time over 400 metres by 2.5 seconds to qualify for the World Under 20 Championships, which take place in Peru at the end of August. And not alone that, John, to put it into context, he has now put himself into the discussion for Olympic relay selection. Such was his time, 46.7. Killian Green's running 46.3. And Killian's number one in the country at the moment. So that's from Galway City Harriers, from Tuam to Galway City Harriers, Athenry. Then at the weekend just gone past there, Orla Mannion from South Galway became the fourth Galway athlete to qualify for the European Under-18 Championships. So she qualified in the 100-metre hurdles at a competition in Dublin. Listeners might be familiar with her two brothers, Stephen and David, who represented Ireland. And they're also very fine county hurlers as well. But they represented Ireland in the European Under-20 Championships last year. And Orla joined Savannah, Matthew Newell from Tuam, and Connor Penny from Crockwell, who have the four Galway athletes who qualified for the European Under-18 Championships. So it's certainly athletics in Galway is on a major high at the moment. There's a number of reasons for this. You may be aware there's two tracks have opened up in the county in the last 12 months. Crockwell have done great work fundraising and building their own track. And Athenry Athletic Club as well up in Moonbawn have opened up their track just a number of weeks ago. So, the standard of athletics, the standard of coaching within the county, the rivalry among the clubs, and it's a very friendly rivalry because the competition scene is so strong within the county. So, as you said, it is dream times for Galway Athletics, and it's the start of hopefully a long summer between European Under-18 Championships in mid-July in Slovakia, the Olympic Games in Paris, and then Sean Doggett, possibly others, at the World Under-20s in August. So, it certainly is special times for the sport in the county.
I was in Athenry last Saturday they had a very special event on up there. They had the athletics workshop with John Tracy, Katrina McKiernan, Frank Greeley, who I'd call an old friend at this stage, and the legendary Danny McDade, who I nearly genuflected in front of, as someone who was growing up in that era. I would have remembered him as a very young boy. I would have remembered him running in 79 in the World Championships. He was Ireland captain the same year John Tracy won the very same event, the World Cross Country Championships in Limerick that John Tracy won. But the one thing that came across from all of them that I spoke to was a feeling of absolute joy that this was going on, that the wonderful new track was opening at Athenry, that the athletes were performing spectacularly well, and these new facilities were inspiring a new generation. And, to go back to your question as the reasons why we're having so much success at the moment, is it down to legacy and inspiration and good old-fashioned blood, sweat and tears that the facilities are coming into place? We have always had Dangan, but we now have more and more facilities outside of the city, which are bringing more and more athletes into the sport and that they enjoy it, and they're getting the facilities that are suitable for them.
Yeah, John, there's a number of answers to that question. You mentioned Danny McDaid, and for younger listeners, you mentioned 1979 World Cross Country in Limerick, which John Tracy won. Danny was 11th and the Irish team were second. I was 3 years old, but I was at the event because my father was a volunteer working on the results. But what you might be interested in knowing, John, is in September in Castlegar and Galway Racecourse, but Castlegar Athletic Club are organising a World Cross Country Tour event, which will be the first international cross country event ever held in Connacht. So, and they're inviting back the team of 1979 because, ironically enough, it was a very wet day, if you can believe that now, in Ireland in March, but it was a very wet day and Ireland got second team, but no one ever took a team photograph. So Castlegar Athletic were inviting the entire team back. John and his brother Ray, Eamon Coughlin was on the team, Danny McDaid, you know, there's a number of legends of Irish sport on that team. So that's the last Saturday in September. So keep an eye out for that because Castlegar are doing great work. But you mentioned then about, you know, the facilities. There's a number of reasons. First of all, there's a great club structure within the county. You know, you look at the clubs that I've mentioned that have qualified athletes. South Galway in the Cork area, Castlegar, Galway City Harriers, Clare River Harriers. You've got Crockwell, which is a phenomenal club. You've got Loch Lurgan out in the Gaeltacht. You've got Tuam over this side of the county. Just really vibrant club scene. I hope I haven't left anybody out there. Ballinasloe, of course, are coming back. But it's a really vibrant club scene. So our county championships were on 2 weeks ago and Athenry swept the boards and they haven't been as power in recent years. So the facility has clearly made a huge difference in Athenry. Crockwell are, I would say, one of the top three clubs in the country in terms of coaching. They've got, you know, some wonderful coaches. Conor Penny is 15 years of age and he's one of the top five high jumpers in Europe under 18, and he's coached by Mike Tobin and by Ronnie Ward, who's got a big sprints and hurdles group in Crockwell as well, and you'll see plenty about them over the summer as well. Lauren Kilduff, Rachel Ward, Rachel Tracy, Declan O'Connell, good middle distance runners. So Galway have been achieving, probably punching above their weight at national level over the last couple of years. So there's a number of reasons that have gone into it, but the end result is the sport is vibrant within Galway. The numbers are big. The Galway 5K series is on at the moment. There's 800 hardy souls doing that every second Wednesday. You mentioned before the streets of Galway in the summertime. It's a very vibrant county for athletics, as it is for obviously all other sports as well. The Connacht rugby team and the inter-county, you know, hurling and football and Mogi setup as well. It's all very vibrant. And, you know, it's great as a blow-in to Galway because, as you can probably tell, the accents from the east of the country. But there's a very vibrant sporting scene in Galway and it's a pleasure to be part of it.
And can I just mention, I mean, the athletes are one thing, but the coaches have to be there to, you know, provide them with the wisdom and the training and the preparation for them to excel the way that they have. And, you know, you mentioned about the work that's been done by all the clubs, their coaches, the volunteers. I mean, this is a moment in history regarding athletics in Galway that they could sit back with a great deal of satisfaction and go, you know, I have contributed in some way to that, and something to be very proud of.
Yeah, Galway have always had great runners. I mean, Paul Dunman got a world indoor medal in the 80s in 1987. Christine Kennedy was running at world championships in the marathons for Galway City Harriers. You know, go back in time and Galway have always had great cross country runners. We've always used really good athletes. And now I think we've probably expanded out into the technical events. So I mentioned there, you know, Oran Emanuel and South Galway in the sprint hurdles event. Conor Penny, high jump, both qualified for Europe under 18s. Savannah O'Callaghan, Matthew Newell from Tuam, both qualifying the 5,000 metre race walk. We've got Killian Green sprinting in 400 metres. Sean Doggett, 400 metres. The two Mannion brothers, both 400 metres. But in order to, the sprints in the technical events, you need the facilities. Rather than just running on the road or running in the field. So definitely, you know, it's impossible to underestimate the amount of work that goes into a club, a voluntary club. And I know well because I'm chair of the club in Tuam and I'm trying to get a track into Tuam as well. And it's a soul-destroying, at times, passage, but it's something I really want to do in the town. But to see, you know, tracks popping up in Crockwell and Athenry and, as you said, Dangan as well, you know, all of that feeds in to the level of success that Galway Athletics is having at the moment.
I want to mention as well, and I know because as a man who messages me a lot is Sean McDermott and of course Tribal Running, and they've been kind of doing pop-up events, and that's also bringing another another strain of athlete into the sport as well, which is a wonderful thing. Can I just broaden it a small bit, Pierce? I know we're talking about Galway athletics, but I can't talk about athletics without talking about the incredible standards in Irish athletics in general right now. You know, the likes of Ciara Magee, and you've got several others. That Sophie O'Sullivan, I had a joke with John Tracy on Saturday, that you know you're getting old when you remember following her mother, but that's that's part of life. But I mean, we are in a very, very strong position. I saw an email before I started talking to you that we now have something in the region of 131 athletes going to the Olympic Games in all sports, but the majority obviously are in athletics. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, actually, I was listening to your show, the sports news at 7 o'clock. I was driving home from coaching and I heard, was it 7 crews in rowing as well?
Yeah.
We got the rugby sevens. Athletics always is, I suppose, there's 2,000 athletes go to the Olympics, so athletics is always going to bring a lion's portion. And the fact we've got two relay teams qualified as well adds to it. It all adds up. I mean, you mentioned, to go back to just to keep it on athletics, the World Challenges last year in Budapest, you mentioned Ciara Magee and Rashida Adeleke, both fourth in, 400 metres for Adeleke, 15 for Magee, and Charlene Molesey qualified for the Olympics. I mean, a qualifying time for the Olympics is about top 15 in the world, and she qualified at the weekend. So it's right throughout the range of events. It's really, really strong. The European Championships in athletics will kick off in 2 weeks' time at the Olympic Stadium in Rome. And that will again bring a new generation of Irish athletes through, obviously, the Olympics in the end of July in Paris as well. But, it is exciting times. We are a small population. We're a small country. We have so many different sports that we excel in. So the individual Olympic sports sometimes tend to suffer from, shall we say, the field sports, which are probably more rewarding in the country. But we certainly shouldn't take it for granted how strong the sport is nationwide as well as in Galway.
Yeah, and anybody, by the way, I would recommend it highly if anybody gets an opportunity to go on to YouTube and watch Charlene Mosley's winning the 400 metres, which got her the time for the, it was, she had a, I won't say literally, but figuratively, a country mile between her and the girl who finished in second. I mean, it was as dominant a performance as we see. And Sarah Lavin, of course, we want to mention her involved in the Diamond League. I hope she's recovered from the smack she got in the face in the 100 metre hurdles a couple of weeks ago, because that was, I have to say, I winced, and I'm well used to my bit of pain from the sport I used to play. But God, that was that shows. But actually, on that note, and I know I'm being slightly, I suppose I'm talking lightly about it, but it was a very serious thing to happen. But it shows the determination that's in Irish athletes right now. The way Mosley ran in Poland to get that qualifying time, and the determination of Lavin to get to the line and try and get that extra place. There's a determination in Irish athletes at the moment. And can we bring in Savannah for a minute actually on that as well? Her determination in the pen relay at an age group and in conditions that one might not be 100 million% comfortable with, that was dominant as well. I mean, there seems to be something in the Irish mindset when it comes to athletics right now that we saw in other countries and we're jealous of, and now Ireland has them.
John, yeah. Do you know what? If I can answer the first two and then I'll let Savannah speak for herself. She's here beside me. But you mentioned Charlene Molesey and Sarah Lavin. Let me just tell you two quick stories about both of them. I know them both very well. Charlene Molesey qualified the team for the Olympic Games in 2021 as it was, but it was a Tokyo 2020 Olympics. She qualified the team at the World Relay Championships, but we were quite strong at 400, so went down to a trial at the National Championships. And she came off the bend after 300 metres, it was three or four of them contesting the lead, and she just stopped. No reason why, just stopped. And there was posters all over Tipperary wishing Charlene the best of luck, and there was fundraisers and all the rest of it, and she was never picked. And she's been traumatised since. And I was speaking to her coach, who's well known in Galway, Gary Ryan, used to be the sport director in NUIG. And he was saying, even after Bahamas, he said to her, can I mention the O word or the P word, the Olympics or Paris? And she said, not till I'm selected. So this just shows the resilience she has to come back. And Sarah Lavin's very close. She's actually a mentor of Savannah's. They're very good friends. But she was telling me she qualified for European Championships in Zurich in 2014, which is 10 years ago at senior level. And I think there was 36 in her hurdles. She was either 35th or 36th. And herself and her coach, Noelle Morrissey from Nina, came back to the hotel and she goes, it was so bad, no one even had the courage to come and speak to them in the hotel. of the Irish team. No one knew what to say to her. She was so far back. So the resilience of both of those athletes, it's something very Irish. Like, we don't grin and bear. We grin and bear it, and we batter on. You know, whether it's weather or whether it's our history or whatever it is. And then you mentioned Savannah, and I'm happy to hand her on because, you know, Savannah won the National Under 20 Championships in January this year at 15 years of age, and then she tore her Achilles tendon and she missed over two months of training, and obviously was very worried coming into the season. But she went to the Penrith's at the end of April and wasn't sure how she'd get on, but obviously came out on the right hand side. So John, I'm happy to hand the floor to Savannah, and she can take it up. There.
Absolutely, Savannah. So good to talk to you. First of all, congratulations, by the way. Also, you've made history as we're talking today. It has emerged that you've been named on the Irish team. A full international cap. First time in 30 years an athlete from Tuam has been given that honour. So I'm going to first of all congratulate you on that. Second of all, as we were talking off air and I was explaining that I would hear of the Penn relays the same way as you would hear of the Wanamaker Mile or like events like that. You hear them in passing, but you're not totally sure what they're all about. Can you describe to us what it was like to actually take part in an event that is so highly rated, not just in American sport or American athletics, but in world sport and world athletics? What was it like to be part of it?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all the congratulations. So Penn Relays is a really historic event. It's one of the oldest events in American athletics. And we've been talking about it for so long in the house. Dad competed there 30 years ago, and we watch it every year in April. So I was honoured to be given the chance to compete there, and I took up the opportunity. It's really hard to get the entry standard in. They normally only allow American athletes, but I qualified for the European under 18, so they allowed me in. I was really nervous to compete because there's like 15,000 athletes, and it was a really high standard event, over 100,000 spectators. So I was very nervous. Obviously, I missed the 2 months training due to my injury, and I only had 3 weeks back, so I didn't know what shape I was in. And it was my first time doing 5K on the track. I normally do 5K on the road, so it's very different doing 5 laps on the road versus 12 and a half on the track. So I was really nervous. But yeah, it ended well. I was absolutely delighted to win, delighted to get my second under 18 standard. And yeah, it was brilliant. So afterwards, got interviewed on American TV, and I was offered a few scholarships to America, but I have 2 more years at school, so plenty of time to decide.
And what was that like? Sorry, I want to ask this question while it's in my head. What was it like then to be getting those invitations? Very, very few athletes before they leave secondary stroke high school get invitations to go to college and be part of college programs. What was it like to get those kind of invitations?
So the NCAA rules are really strict about poaching kids for scholarships, especially when they're so young. So one of the schools in New York, St. John's, they wanted to offer me a scholarship, but they wanted to give me gear. Not as a bribe, they just wanted to give me some gear, but they couldn't give it to me directly due to NCAA rules. They had to give it to Dad, and then Dad had to give it to me later. So very strict over there. But I have loads of time left, so I won't be making any decisions soon.
Your time is 25:29.04, by the way, and that is a spectacular time at 5,000 metres race walk. You've set times of 14:50.19 in Athlone, both in short track and in the 3,000 metres, ironically the same distance. I mean, that your times are incredible for someone of your age. What is that down to? Is it down to just good old-fashioned practice, good old-fashioned work, hard work? How does it how does it become so brilliant? Can I say that word?
Yeah, my times are fast. I would like them to be a tiny bit faster now. But yeah, you know, I've been training a lot, and we do practice a lot in training. My training shows my time should be a bit faster. But yeah, I'm really happy with the times and the titles. So yeah.
How many miles do you put in on a weekly basis?
Yeah, so per week I would do in and around 45K, and I would do 2 gym sessions with that then as well.
That's quite a lot of work. And try and put school, because you're in school in, is it Highcross and Tuam?
Yeah, so I'm in Highcross. It's a lot easier this year now to get the mileage in because I was in TY, so we don't get any homework. So it was very easy to recover in between them then as well.
That's always a good help, it must be said. Actually, when did you find out about your international call-up?
I found out today, yeah, I found it a few hours ago now that I'd been selected, so I'm very happy to be selected.
Well, news travels very fast. It has to be said. I happened to get the announcement at roughly around the same time, probably, that you did. And you're part of a very, very strong team that are going over to Barcelona. I mean, that's exciting as well. I know you've represented Ireland in Scotland, in an international competition in Scotland, but this is the first full Irish selection. So it will be obviously different as regards practice. Would that be fair to say, or preparation?
Yeah, the preparation will be a bit different. So last year when I represented Ireland, when I was racing in Scotland, we went over the night before and we only had the 2 days there. But this time, due to the fact it's more like an important competition, we're going over to Spain for 4 days and prepping for the 2 days before the race.
Which is like watching the professionals in action, I have to say. Can you explain to me, and for those who are listening, I must admit, I do love watching race walking, whether it be during the World Championships or the Olympics, because they can be quite technical. And in fact, a lot of things can go on in those races that can lead to high drama. There's been several events very similar. There's one Olympic Games, I think, where there was an athlete who was making her way into the stadium and got pulled up and given a red card before she got to the door. That's the kind of stuff that you guys have to face when you're walking on, you know, in these particular events.
Yeah, so technique's really important in the walk. So there's two ways you can get warnings. If you're one foot has to be on the ground at all times, and you can't bend your knee if you're coming in. So, but technique's really important to our training group, and we work on it a lot. Every session we do technique drills. So it's very important to us, because you don't want, yeah, we have a big group training, so we all work on technique. We have about 45 yeah. training with us most days, so.
Yeah, and would you, and obviously as you're all training together, do you kind of critique each other's style, or just keep an eye out and say, you know, just be careful where you put your foot or something like that? Does that work that way when you're training together?
Yeah, we would say it sometimes, but dad videos a lot of it, and then we look over it at the end to see and critique our own technique.
So next for you will be Barcelona in June. It's June the 8th. It's not that far away now. Right. And then what happens after that? Like, we have to remind people, you're still only 16 years old. So this is the, I'm going to use a cliche here, and I'm apologizing in advance for using it, but the world is your oyster. You could go anywhere.
Yeah, so next Friday I'm racing at the All-Ireland Schools, hoping to defend my title. I won the intermediates last year, and I'm hoping to win the intermediate walk again this year. June 8th, I'm representing Ireland in Barcelona. The national seniors are the end of June, and then that will be the last day for qualification for under-18s. And all going well, I'll be competing in Slovakia at the European under-18s on July 18th.
Just out of curiosity, your time in the schools, I'm just looking at it here. I'm not sure if this is the correct time or not, but 9:32.74, not that long ago, last week, in fact, in the Connacht Schools track and field finals. So that was over 2,000 metres. Were you happy with that, or did you feel that you had more to give?
Yeah, so it was only a Connacht, so I wasn't pushing it too hard, but I was happy to break the, I broke the Connacht record, 32 years standing, Anne Lucknan. So it was her record. She's gone to the world, and she's a Crockwell girl. So I was happy to break that record, yeah, but we weren't pushing it too hard because we're in a very tough training block now.
Savannah, listen, we wish you the very, very best of luck, and I do appreciate you joining us so soon after getting the news of your international call-up. But if you would hand back to Pierce again just for a final word on this, if that's okay. Pierce, just as a final word, I mean, I know it's Savannah, and I know, of course, you're going to be a proud dad, but you can also hear the focus. You know, she's very determined. She's and also excited by the whole thing as well, which is very refreshing. It's a lot of times when we do interviews like this, a lot of them seem to be going through the numbers. It's not. You can actually hear it in her voice that she's really looking forward to everything.
Yeah, John, it is. And first of all, thank you for giving her the opportunity. It's great recognition for her as well. It makes a lot of her training worthwhile. The thing she didn't tell you is on June the 8th, we're all booked to go to Rome for the European Athletics Championships. So Savannah is going to be a volunteer in Rome at the European Athletics Championships, but she's now had to go to Barcelona, so she'll be on her own, which will be an interesting one because myself and the wife and kids will all be in Rome cheering on the Irish team. She's missing out on that one. She didn't tell you either, but the day she won the Connacht Schools last Thursday was her sister's confirmation. So she missed out on that family occasion, and my other daughter qualified as well in the javelin. So both in Highcross College and school, the new school, the merger between the Prez and the Mersey. So that's their first year. So she does make a lot of sacrifices. 16-year-old girls, I hear all the stories with the friends and all the stuff they do. Savannah is very dedicated to her training. She's happy to make the sacrifices, which is good. She enjoys it. We have a big training group in Tuam. I coach about 45 athletes from various clubs around the county, and they travel as far as Longford and Dublin sometimes to train with the group. We've got a girl coming out from Donegal this weekend, the week before the All-Ireland School. So there's a very vibrant coaching environment in Tuam. In fact, John, last week we had the New Zealand champion who's staying in Ireland come and train in Tuam on Friday night. And her coach, you may remember Jamie Coston, he's a three-time Olympian. He
Indeed,
competed in the Athens in Beijing. There was a full-page interview with him in the Irish Times actually on Saturday. He was down as well. He's my best friend. So he comes down and he'll coach the kids that I coach as well. So yeah, it's a vibrant group. As I say, Galway's where it's at. My day job is World Athletics and all the rest of it, but I'm very, very proud to be part of the sport at local level, and it helps me out a lot as well when I'm dealing with some of the same issues at global level.
No, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to both of you this evening, and it's wonderful to see what we're happening with athletics. And you know what, it's such an exciting time of the year. Like, we're doing this interview on a Tuesday evening, and it's the European Championships, as Katrina, I'm going to name drop here, I don't mind doing it, but I was talking about the Olympics, and Katrina McKiernan reminded me very gently the European Championships are coming up as well, so kind of put me in my box a little bit. But truth be told, but that's so exciting about what's happening right now. There's so much going on and so much to look forward to, and so much to look forward to from the Galway athletes. Pierre, Savannah, thank you both so much for joining me. And Savannah, the best of luck in Barcelona.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Great to talk to you.